All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles varsity football team here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show being brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Remember, if you are in the need for any kind of services for your home, whether you're buying or selling your home or just in the market, make sure you give Veronica a call at 469-939-9624. And tell them Sonny sent you. But we are here in the pregame show, which is being sponsored by Veronica Warwick, and we appreciate that sponsorship. It is the game that this week is one of those games where they're on the road, but yet it's that home game. How about Williams Stadium? Your Rowlett Eagles are taking on the North Garland Raiders, and this is a game where they really should win. I mean, all you got to do is take a look at the standings and where they are and what's going on as far as this division is concerned. 11-6A. So when you look at that and where North Garland is, they're 3-3 on the season. They're 1-2 in the district, which is good enough for the fifth spot in this actual district, as Rowlett is on top of this district, being 5-1 and 3-0 in the division. But a surprise right behind them is the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, who are 3-3 on the season. But most importantly, they're 3-0 in the district. That's why they push up ahead of Sachse, who's 5-1, because Sachse is 2-1 in the division. And then the Garland Owls, they were the ones that dropped the 2-1 out on the season. So it's sitting in fourth place. So right now, that's what the top four looks like as far as the 6A district play. And on the outside looking in, it will be the North Garland the Raiders trying to get in there and trying to make a play for a playoff spot. But it has to start tonight for them if they're going to get that victory tonight against Rowlett. If they put themselves right back in the mix of everything, and because they would improve to 2-2 on the season, that would drop Rowlett to 3-1 on the season. So it would be all about the rest of it. How will Rockwall do this week? What's all that about? We'll be taking a look at the schedules and the other teams that are playing this week, and we can get an idea of what's going on. So that's what we're talking about here in the pregame show. We'll also be hearing from the highlights from last week's game against the Owls. That's right, I was able to bring them to you, so we're going to do that. But what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to hear from Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, and then when we come back, let's hear some of the highlights of last week's game of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Garland Owls here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles radio network.
Your home is so much more than square footage and a floor plan. It is the perfect place to watch movies with family or play in the backyard. So why entrust finding or selling your home to just anyone? You need someone who will be with you every step of the way. Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty is that person. Contact her at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Being taken for a ride? Check out Costlow Insurance, serving Texans since 1981. Bundle your home, auto, or business insurance to save a ton. Costlow Insurance on the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, where we make insurance fun. Or check us out on the web at CostlowInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
There may have been a time when the ups and downs of the stock market were exciting,
But if you're retired or near retirement, for you, that time has passed. A predictable return, a predictable income and security may not be exciting, but your needs have changed. When you're ready for a more predictable instead of exciting financial plan, call Nest Egg Wealth Advisors, where we specialize in crafting financial strategies that aren't exciting, but effective. You can get your adrenaline rush elsewhere. Visit them on the web at nesteggadvice.com or give them a call at 972-412-6064 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. Make sure you check out ACG Medical Supply on the corner of Rowlett Road and the 66. Proud sponsors of the Rowlett Boys basketball team and your place for sports injury equipment such as ankle, knee, elbow, as well as wrist braces. ACG, a perfect place to go to get what you need to get back on the court. Check them out on the web at acgmedical.net. Here are some of the highlights from the Rowlett Eagles taking on the Garland Owls from HBJ Stadium. Bring on the kicking unit, however, to try to put on three. The kick is up and it is downtown. So the Rowlett Eagles do get up on the board here as they are still down in this game. It's 7-3. Here comes the snap. Take it off. Play action. Dickens, one-handed catch behind his back. Pushes down to the 40-yard line, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 30. Nice catch behind him as the pass was intended to be behind him, but a great pickup there, Bill.
Yeah, and actually that pass was a little bit behind him, and he had to reach back with his right arm to catch that ball. And then not only that, to be able to make the move that he did and get past two different defenders.
Here comes a four wide receiver set. Three far, one near. They get the ball out to Dickens that way. He catches it, pushes it down to the 50-yard line. Still on his feet, dragging the Owls down to the 40-yard line. And Dickens has done that all year long. Just effort, second effort, third effort. Last year, sometimes a fumble, Ruski problem. This year, he's held on to the ball.
And that's why he's one of the top receivers in the district right now, because of plays like that.
Yep.
Short pass and let him do his work.
Ball snap, Marlon down low and puts it up in the corner. Touchdown! No. Wow, Led Eagles, are they saying it's incomplete? They are. I thought he had control. This is a bad call. It's because he had control of the ball. He had 2 feet down. Watch this, Bill. And he's going to rip it out of his hands. There's the touchdown. And it came at the end. Bad call.
Yeah, and that's a tough one. The only thing I can guess is that he never had full control of it when he came down. That's the only way they can call that. His official was right in front of him there.
Here comes the set. Three wide receivers far, one near for your Eagles. Bonner back in shotgun. Fakes the handoff. Ball caught by Dickens, though. He gets around the corner. Down to the 10. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles. No flags out on the play. And, boy, they just used the speed on the far side of that football field there.
Well, and you got to give some of that credit to Josh Lewis. He gave a great block on the 5-yard line for Dickens to be able to get around that corner and get into the end zone.
Back to Logan Bonner. To the corner. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles. Williams back to pass. Here comes the rush. Getting out of this, Williams fires it across. Nice catch there. They're saying it's incomplete, but it was intended there for Loveless. He was unable to hold on to it, and Bauer just kind of stripped it out of his hand.
Yeah, that was a great throw and almost a great catch across the middle, but about 15, 20 yards downfield. That was a great job by Bauer to loosen that ball away from Loveless's hands.
Back to pass, Logan Bonner. He's going to get pressure. He gets out of it, throws it. Nice catch from behind as Lewis, he's breaking tackles. Look at him get down there. On first down, he picks up 8. And I want to tell you right now, that was great effort there by Lewis before he was brought down by Jones.
Well, not just a great catch, but also a great run of that. He had to come from behind and grab that ball over his shoulder to make that catch.
And how about Logan Bonner getting the ball and putting it where, if he put that too far in front, it would have been intercepted. Morrow gets the big handoff. He's rumbling down to about the 32, 33-yard line and on the stop from the Owls and making the play. was Estes, and the Eagles right to the line. And if they get holds like that, they'll just hand the ball off to Kobe and say, finish it up for me, pal.
As he got it over the defender's head, number 15, what that was Leslie. And wow,
what a great catch and throw that was. Bonner barely got over the defensive arms. I thought it was going to be intercepted, but he was able to just get enough on it. And I think defender helped a little bit by jumping just a tad too early also.
So they bring on the kicking unit. It's going to be a 30-yard field goal, and he goes up, and it goes downtown. So the Rowland Eagles have taken a 20-7 lead with a minute and 5 seconds left to go here in this first half. Four wide receiver set, and one's in motion, and they get the snap. Williams back to pass, and he's going to get sacked back at the four, looks like the 42-yard line, and that was Jared Elmore on the stop for your Rowland Eagles, getting the sack back in the backfield.
Let me tell you, Sonny, Elmore just came, and he ran over.
He ran back about 3 yards.
Thurman, and just knocked him on his rear end, and Jacoby Williams had nowhere to go on that.
Williams in shotgun, three wide receivers, too far, one near, and he does. He goes ahead and he boots it, and boy, that one went straight up in the air. It's going to bounce, and it's going to be handled right at about the 32-yard. That was
That was probably 12 yards. No, about 6 yards.
6 yards
from the line of scrimmage.
See if they recognize it. They get Thurman balls on the ground. Who's going to get it? And the Garland, the Owls are going to get it. Williams had to get it. And what happened? It was on the ground, and Loveless had to. He couldn't get on it, and he knew it. He pitched it back a little bit further, and Williams was able to fall on it.
Yeah, and that's a tough break for Rowlett, as that ball was loose for a while there.
Right to left on your internet radio dial. They hand it off to Thurman. He bounces off a tackler, but the second and third one, and that's a loss. And a great play on the ball for your Rowlett Eagles was Jake Davis. And that was a loss of about two, so that makes it like fourth down and about two or three. All right, here comes fourth down and three. They're going for it. The ball's on the 23-yard line. Williams back to pass, being pressured. Screen pass, and it hits the ground. No good. Over on down, so your Rowlett Eagles stop the first threat of the third quarter by stopping the Owls on fourth down, Bill.
Yeah, and that was a great day. They were trying to set up the screen, and the defensive line actually recognized it and pulled off on the pressure to the quarterback and was able to confuse Williams trying to get that ball over to Thurman.
And they go ahead, hand the ball off to Morrow. Touchdown! Wow! Rowlett Eagles left hand side again. They've seen something, because we've seen Kobe Morrow go to the left a lot.
Yeah, he's been going to the left a lot, but he's been using his agility, and as he comes to the left, he'll often dart back to the right and find some big holes. On this play, he just had to go on the left hand side and go straight up.
Logan Bonner again with two running backs in the backfield, Dickens and Morrow. Two far on the wide receivers. They give it to Dickens this time. He's going to cut to the right and go to the left. Touchdown! Rowlett Eagles, all power, all desire to get into the end zone with Darius Dickens.
And those are your highlights of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the Garland Owls. Now let's go back to our commercials with our sponsor, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty.
A home is not a home because of its room dimensions or the colors on the wall. It's about how you feel when you walk through the front door and the way you can instantly envision your life unfolding there. Veronica Warwick utilizes the latest in technologies, market research, and business strategies to exceed your expectations. More importantly, she'll listen, and that means she'll find the solutions that are tailored to you. Make sure you check into Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624, and tell her Sonny sent you. After a long day with the kids, or a long day at work, who wants to cook? Who wants to cook in this heat? But fast food isn't the answer. Neither are pizza joints. How about something healthy? Try Angel Creation Catering, specializing in hot, healthy, and delicious meals for a family. Whether it's one meal a week or two meals a week, take the pressure off of your family. Take the pressure off of you. So after the day has you worn out, give Angels Creation Catering a call at 972-897-2923. Call an angel for a taste of heaven.
Come into El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett for our comfortable small-town ambiance that is a great getaway from the typical Mexican dine-in restaurant that you might expect in the Dallas area. Did someone say specials? At El Centro Mexican Restaurant on Tuesday night, they have six dinners for $5.95. And don't forget about Fajita Night Wednesdays, where every order is a dollar off. That's at El Centro Mexican Restaurant in downtown Rowlett. 214-227-5096.
Dreaming of a beautiful Disney Hawaiian holiday? Dream no more. Gather up the Ohana and pack your bags. This deal's too good to miss. Stay and save at Alani, a Disney resort and spa in Hawaii. From January 4th to March 17th, you can save 30% on a five-night stay and 25% off a four-night stay at Alani. No joke, folks. This is the real deal. So what are you waiting for? Contact Ginger at 844-407-9668, extension 745, or Ginger at worldofmagictravel.com today for your free, no-obligation quote, and let's get started on your new magical adventure. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, bringing you strategies for success in high school, brought to you by Great Power Learning. Better grades and higher confidence. Each student has his or own way of learning, so every Great Power program is customized. We'll pinpoint how your team learns the best. Then we'll create a personalized study program that is a perfect fit. Never too fast, never too slow. Check us out at greatpowerlearning.com or give us a call at 972-675-9505 for more information. That's Great Power Learning. Harlo Tree Surgery is much more than just tree trimming. We also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, fertilization, and tree health, and much more. Harlo Tree Surgery is offering out a buy one, get one half price special. Purchase the trimming for one of your trees and get the other one done at half price. Check us out on the web at www.facebook.com/Harlo Tree Surgery or give us a call at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles. We talked a little bit about the standings again. Rowlett, 5-1 overall, 3-0 in the district. By the way, they're 3-0 at home and 2-1 out on the road, that road being to the Killer Indians. The only loss out on the season was away from their home stadium. Rockwall 3-3, they're 3-0 in the district. 1-2 at home, 2-1 out on the road. Saxey 5-1, 2-1 in the district, 4-0 at home, 1-1 on the road. The Garland Owls, 4-2 overall. They're 2-1 in district. That loss coming to them last 2 weeks ago against the Rowlett Eagles. So they're 2-1 in the district. And at home, they are 1-1 at home and 3-1 on the road. So the team that your Rowlett Eagles play tonight, the North Garland Raiders, they're 3-3 on the season, 1-2 in district play, 2-0 at home, and 1-3 on the road. Then followed up by the Tyler Lee Red Raiders. They're 2-4 on the season. They're 1-2 in district, 1-2 at home, and 1-2 out on the road. And then it is Lakeview Centennial, who started off crazy good on this season,
3-0 on the season until they hit district, and then they hit that brick wall. As in district, they are 3-0 on the season. They're 2-1 at home and 1-2 on the road. And then followed up by Neyman Forest, they are 0-6, and in district 0-3. So, and they're 0-4 at home and 0-2 on the road. That is the way it looks like for the whole district. Now, when we talk about the games and we talk about what's going to be going on, we're going to talk a little bit about the schedules and what's going on. Your Rowlett Eagles, of course, get the North Garland Raiders here tonight. Then next week, they're going to be at HBJ Stadium, and they're taking on Rockwall at home. So that's going to be a big game, especially since Rockwall has been playing very well since they went into district play. And then Rowlett gets Neyman Forest on the 29th of this month. Last year, they had a game right up on Halloween night. This day, they get it on Thursday night on the 29th. Then Sachse Mustangs, they get them at home at HBJ Stadium. By the way, that game at Neyman Forest is going to be at Williams Stadium as well. So, two more games right now for the Rowlett Eagles at Williams, and two more games at HBJ Stadium. And it's all about whether or not they'll make the playoffs. And as you, if you looked at the schedule, you go, this should be pretty, at least be able to make the playoffs. They got two tough games left, and the Eagle, I mentioned it before, the Rockwall Yellow Jackets are looking like a team that has definitely stepped up, especially here in district. So it'll be interesting to see how they end up going as far as where they are, because when you look at Rockwall, you got to ask the question. You know, they started off a little bit slow as they took a big loss against Denton Ryan, 31-14. Then they lost to Trinity out of ULIS, 41-16. And then the Mesquite Horns, they got them 35-33. But since they went into league play, district play, they beat North Garland 47-20. They came back and got the victory against the Lakeview Centennial 59-35. So that was a big game for them as well. And then they beat Neyman Forest, and I thought it was a typo, but I was incredibly wrong, 78-0. So they were definitely trying out some things as well. So the Rockwall Yellow Jackets, they have Sachse tomorrow night, on Friday night. So that'll be a very interesting game. That's going to be over at Rockwall's Wilkerson-Sanders Stadium. So that's going to be an interesting game. Sonny might make his way on over there. However, that's one of the games that I want to watch, because it should be an interesting game. Over at HBJ Stadium, Lakeview Centennial, the Patriots, they have homecoming this week. They're taking on Neyman Forest, so that game might be something that will be interesting. Will Neyman Forest be able to show up, or will the Lakeview Centennial Patriots get their first win in district? That's going to be important for them. And then they got Lakeview Centennial has Garland for the rest of the season, then Sachse and North Garland. So it'll be real interesting to see how that, you know, whole thing wraps up for them as far as that's concerned. So Rockwall going to be a very important team to play. And don't forget about the Garland Owls. They are not out of it. As they, last time they were on the field, they took the loss to your Rowlett Eagles 34-28. They've had a very good season up to this point, as they started off against Irving MacArthur, getting the victory 49-28. Then they came back and got the victory, or mark that, they took the loss against Mesquite 31-29. They were in that game until the final play, actually, and then they went ahead and got the victory against Rockwall Heath 20-16. And then the week before that, they got the victory. The week before, they took on the Sachse Mustangs. They got the victory 57-10. And then Sachse came, and the Owls got Sachse by 4 points, 38-34, before they met up with Rowlett and took the loss there at that 34-28 number. So, you know, Sachse and how they're, you know, how you, they're playing, that's going to be interesting. Garland for the rest of the season. They have Tyler Lee tomorrow on Friday, and then they're going to come back on Thursday, and they're going to take on the Garland Owls at Williams Stadium, and then Garland gets North Garland again at Williams Stadium, and then finishing up the season at Williams Stadium. They're the home team there against Rockwall. So that's very, if you look at the schedule, you know, Tyler Lee will be interesting to see how they bounce back and how they're doing it without their quarterback situation that they have there. Will Lakeview Centennial get off the snide this week, as they should, you know, depending on, you know, what team is going to show up. They should be able to beat Neyman Forest. So it should be an interesting week here as the Rowlett Eagles, you know, really are just trying to stay in position right there as these district games become all important as the rest of the season goes on. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be talked about. My understanding is that we will see Logan Bonner out on the football field for the Rowlett Eagles, so that's not a problem after you know, taking the situation last week, or actually a couple weeks ago towards the end of the game. So that having been said, that's where we stand right now. My understanding, he is perfectly healthy and ready to go here for tonight's game. So the Rowlett Eagles all set and ready to rock and roll at the quarterback position. So that's not even a question here tonight. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take yet another quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the stats that your Rowlett Eagles have been putting up this year, which they've been very good, by the way. And we'll take a little bit more a look at some of the other things as well. We will be right back. With banks offering loans with a down payment as low as 5%, this may be the right time to get into the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling your home, see what Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty can do for you. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, learn the art of self-defense, discipline, respect, physical development, and mental focus. Become the best that you can be. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, we offer an after-school program, fitness kickboxing, birthday parties, summer camp, and homeschool classes. Check out our one-year anniversary special. 2 weeks in a free uniform for $19.99. That's right, $19.99 gets you 2 weeks and the free uniform. Check out Chang Lee's at 469-506-4483 or visit them on the web at mychanglees.com. Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead. Contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at stevensonshvac.com.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your pregame show of your Rowlett Eagles taking on the North Garland Raiders here tonight. We have decided it's just too hard to get a hold of coaches. He's a very busy man, and trying to make the connection doesn't work very well. And that has nothing to do with the coach. That has to do with my schedule. I don't get a lot of time sometimes to be able to make a connection. So I have the best intentions to get a hold of coach. It's just not going to work out for our schedules, because I actually do work another job before Yeah, but being able to bring this, and if I'm capable of grabbing him up, my schedule actually does open up to where I can grab him. I will try to do so, but as my schedule has been crazy. So just to let everybody know, I do have an interview set for Marquise Goodwin. That is when they go into the playoffs. We're going to bring Marquise Goodwin in. He is a Buffalo Bill. He plays for the NFL Buffalo Bills, and he is also a former Rowlett Eagle, so we'll also reach out to him. Also, don't forget, here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, after football season, we're going to kick it right into the basketball season. This is a lot of fun. Sonny loves calling basketball. It's one of those things that even though if it's not a great game, we can still have a good call. I love calling basketball, and the Rowlett Eagles, they got a really good basketball team for the last 2 years, and Jason Bush has put it together out on the basketball courts. So let's take a look at some of the stats that your Rowlett Eagles have put up, and this is nothing short of pretty much what I say, incredible. And I say that because when you look at where the Rowlett Eagles, as far as stats are concerned, and where they are in district and how all that stuff, this shouldn't be no great big surprise if you've been watching the Rowlett Eagles all year long, because the Rowlett Eagles have really done a lot and tried to stay up on top of it. As I'm looking at the rushing stats for the Area 6A, that's, of course, the one your Rowlett Eagles play in. And, you know, Tyler Tutt went off on the Rowlett Eagles for over 600 yards and 6 touchdowns. He is right there in third place as far as the rushing is concerned. But before you get to anybody else in our district, you know, the teams that we play, the number one rusher in our district, that's Kobe Morrow. He is sitting right up on top, 135 rushes, 840 yards, and 11 touchdowns out on the season. So that is huge for the Rowlett Eagles. And as I keep going down the list to try to find yet another rusher in this district, it goes all the way down, and I'm not getting a place on this, but it goes all the way down to Rockwall to Caleb Broach, who is 73 rushes for 543 yards and 5 touchdowns. That is the closest one that comes close to Kobe Morrow. Mark that. I did miss it. Michael Thurman from Garland, 123 rushes, 607 yards. So it is Kobe Morrow, then Michael Thurman, and then going over to Rockwall to Caleb Broach. So, you know, the number keeps going down even further within the whole 6A area, but that's, you know, your top as far as the rushing game is concerned. But looking at more stats here for your Rowlett Eagles as far as passing in 6A, the whole 6A, Logan Bonner is actually in first place out of the whole 6A. He is 134-227. He's at 59% passing completion, 1,873 yards, which leads everybody, and 17 touchdowns and an interception. There's a couple of other players that have 19 or more touchdowns out on the season, but their yards don't compare to what Logan Bonner has done out on the football field. So Logan Bonner, with the yards in reality, gets the tiebreaker as the quarterback that is in first place as far as passing is concerned. Then Jacoby Williams, if you jump down in the full 6A, he is sitting in fifth position out of the whole 6A, 106 of 188 for 56% passing, 19 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions as well. Then you have to drop down to Jalen Maiden, the quarterback for the Sachse Mustangs, 77 of 109, a 70% passer, 1,323 yards, and 16 touchdowns compared to 4 interceptions. So after that, it goes down to Will Reed, who's taken over there at the quarterback position, 77 of 124, 62% of his passes are completed, 15 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. The numbers on the interceptions from these names that I just mentioned right here in our district, I mean, the numbers are low. These are football teams that have played 7 games out on the season, some actually 8 in reality, you know, within, but in our district, alone, it's only seven. Some of the other ones, that they've got another game up underneath their belt with eight. But you go back to Logan Bonner with only one interception. Jacoby Williams, only two interceptions. Jalen Mayne has four. That tops it. And then you go down to Rockwall Will Reed. He only has three interceptions out on the season. So looking at those numbers at top of it, and then we got to go way down before we get to another player. As a matter of fact, there's no other player that is in the 6A listed as far as that's concerned. So some of the other quarterbacks not, you know, catching up with everybody else. Receiving, Ladarius Dickens is second in 6A. He's got 48 catches, 802 yards, and 10 touchdowns. He's only behind Colleyville Heritage, Kavon Ahmed, in to be first overall. But in district, the Rowlett Eagles, Ladarius Dickens right there with those yards. 802 yards receiving is crazy good. 10 touchdowns, crazy good as well. Saxey is in second place in our district. Devin DeVarney, 35 catches, 752 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And then Sam Crawford's right behind him. 33 catches, 696 yards, 8 touchdowns as well. So that's your top three within that, and then you got to go down all the way down to Garland, Corey Compton with 26 catches, 474 yards, and 5 touchdowns, and then Melvin Loveless, 31 catches, and he's from Garland, 31 catches, 462 receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns. So the number where we're looking at as far as the Eagles are concerned is crazy. Now for scoring in 6A, Ladarius Dickens, he is sitting in 6A in sixth place for overall scoring points, and this is via the Dallas Morning News. He has 78 points out on the season scoring for your Rowlett Eagles. So that is huge. But first in our district in overall scoring for this area, Jamel Linwood, he is in second place in our district in scoring with 72 points. He has 12 touchdowns. Ladarius Dickens, 13 touchdowns. That's how they base it. They base it up on touchdowns. And then Kobe Morrow with 11 after that. So we got a lot of guys that are making a difference week in, week out on the football field for your Rowlett Eagles. It's actually quite amazing what they have been able to do as far as stats are concerned and how they do it. So overall, 6A total offense in this, not just our district, but overall 6A. Saxey is in second place in total offense with 3,125 yards. However, Rowlett is behind them in our district with 2,981 yards. Then Lakeview Centennial is behind Rowlett with 2,930 yards. And then we have to drop quite a bit before we get to Rockwall, 2,591 total yards and total offense. That's according to, obviously, the Dallas Morning News. That's where I'm getting this information. If anybody wants to look it up and take a look at it, they can find it out. Overall rushing, Saxey and rushing, 1,494 yards. And unfortunately for Rowlett, they are not, as far as rushing is concerned, not towards the top on this one. It's a team, they're way down there, 1,108 yards. So they take a dip there, but the combination of what they do in passing, they're second in this one, 1,873 yards, Rowlett passing offense. That's where they're sitting second in this actual 6A, but in district they're number one. In district after that is Saxey number two, and then Garland comes back at number three, and then Lakeview Centennial number four, and Rockwall number five as far as passing offenses are concerned. So scoring offenses, Rowlett is first in the district, and they are sitting sixth in 6A, as they have, and points per game, 43.2 points a game, and that's better best for our district. Rockwall has been scoring 41.2. Then after that, Lakeview Centennial 41 even. After that, you have to drop down quite a bit, and then you get to Garland, who's scoring 36.8 after that point, and then it goes even further. So just to keep you out there. Now, when you look at the total team defense, the Rowlett Eagles, I don't, and just looking at what I'm looking at, they're very far down on the list. There's some other teams within our district that are ahead of them, North Garland being one of them, Sachse as well, Rockwall are in front of your Rowlett Eagles on the defensive side of the ball. So you look at that, and you go with it, and you try to figure out what, and those numbers are based upon what they're giving up per yard on the defensive side of the ball. So, but in their district, you know, they're third defensively. So it's a good thing we see the Rowlett Eagles being able to put it together offensively to make up for a little bit of that deficiency on the defensive side of the ball. And that's where Logan Bonner comes in. So the rushing defense, the Rowlett Eagles, you know, they're a football team that there's been a lot of teams that have been able to run on the Rowlett Eagles, and those are usually big plays. If you take out the big plays that the Rowlett Eagles have given up, they would be right up there as far as the rushing defense. So passing defense for your Rowlett Eagles, as I'm looking, and they're way down the list as far as 6A is concerned. And as far as your district, North Garland leads this stat as well, and then it's followed up by Rockwall in our district before it becomes Rowlett as far as the team passing defense. So scoring defense, the Rowlett Eagles, they don't do a lot of, they don't do a lot of stopping of football teams. In other words, they give up some points per game, and they're not even on the list of 6A as far as giving up points. So as far as the Rowlett Eagles, that's one of the things giving up a lot of points. That Mark, that they're only like six away from the bottom as far as that is concerned. They're giving up 30.8 points a game compared to the number one team. Denton Ryan's only giving up 12. North Mesquite is only giving up 13.8. Allen's only given up 14.1. Skylight's only given up 16.3. And I mention these names because these are some of the names that we may run into moving into the playoffs. So keep that in mind as we're going over these stats and everything. So you got an idea of what it looks like as far as the stats are concerned. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go back into another break. We're going to go back and speak with Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. She is the main sponsor of this pregame show. And folks, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and bring in on the Eagle Eye, Bill Cerna, after these messages here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Rowlett Eagles Radio Network. There is so much riding on your home sale. Just one mistake can cost you a lot of time and money. Put your trust in Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty so she can ensure you get the most out of your home sale. From pricing your home correctly to putting together a sound deal, Veronica Warwick will look out for your needs. Give her a call at 469-939-9624. Veronica Warwick, a Keller Williams agent, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast. Bringing safe, professional education and experience to all levels of shooters. SafeShootTexas.com has it all. Whether it's NRA certified classes, Texas CHL licensing, group and private certification, or even in-home classes. Or how about ladies only classes? Check out SafeShootTexas.com for more information and the schedule that fits your need. Check them out at SafeShootTexas.com.
Bonanza. Reap a bonanza with a free home, auto, or business insurance quote from Costco Insurance. Bundle your home and auto insurance to save a ton. Costco Insurance at the corner of Main Street and Rowlett Road, or visit us on the web at CostcoInsurance.com, where we always have the coffee pot on.
Yeah, but is it fresh?
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
He's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it.
Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2015-2016 Rowlett Eagles. And folks, I'd like to thank our main sponsor here, Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. As she, again, if you have any needs for your realty, whether you're buying, selling, or just in the market, make sure you check out Veronica Warwick. Also, a new sponsor, Palio's Pizza. Folks, I've been there, and I'm just going to tell you some of the best gourmet pizza you can get right there at Palio's, located at the 66, as well as Dal Rock. It's right next to the Starbucks, and the gourmet pizza is magnificent. I'm just going to just jump out there when you got the opportunity. New sponsors here up on the pregame show, and if you want a chance at winning a free pizza, hop on their Facebook page, Palio's Pizza of Rowlett. There's plenty of ways of getting a free pizza to test it out, so check that out. Get yourself a free pizza if possible, or check them out anyway, as we go over there a lot as far as after the games and stuff. Check out Palio's Pizza. So let me bring in the guy that's on my side all the time, watching them and helping Sonny Clark, because his eyes are not as good as the eagle eyes. It's Bill Cerna.
Hey, Sonny, you know what? You're making me hungry over here. So I don't know if I can handle the whole game before I need to get that pizza. So hopefully I can stay together for the next few hours and get some pizza after. That's for sure.
Check them out. I mean, it is a good gourmet, and just a lot of different types of pizzas that are on there. And they'll make one any way you want. If you want some from one part of a pizza to another, they'll put together a good thing. That's what I did. So it's good stuff. So Palio's Pizza, make sure you check them out. That having been said, we got a game going on here as far as the Rowlett Eagles tonight. This is a game that a lot of teams are not, you know, worried about. That'd be the North Garland Raiders. But I want to jump back to the game that we saw last week, because we saw a game that was very familiar, Bill, and you know what, I think you know where I'm going. Last year, when the Rowlett Eagles took on the Garland Owls, this time it was over at Williams Stadium, they let the Garland Owls back into this game. They let it happen last week, but one thing I think it might have been different is maybe a different style of coaching, because they really, in reality, when you looked at that game, you didn't really see too much of panic as far as the Rowlett Eagles keeping the Garland Owls off of the field and scoring on any given drive that they had.
You know what? I think they were more comfortable than we were up in the box.
Because, I think you might be right.
Even with that lead, I was like, you know, this is a good Garland team.
Yeah,
they can definitely put it together, and that's what they did. They made the game definitely interesting, and I think Rowlett did some great clock management on that last drive there to really slow it up. I thought they were a little rushed early in the fourth quarter with I think it was a 20-point lead, and I was kind of concerned. I remember we talked about it on the air, you know, this is the time that you really want to start utilizing that clock, and they didn't as much as I expected, but definitely on that last drive, they really did utilize it the way they were supposed to. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I knew with the Garland team that they can explode quick, and we did see it. I think if that game had another 5 minutes in it, I would be worried a lot more.
I think you're absolutely right, because we turned to each other during the play-by-play, and we were like, man, this just reminds me too much of what we saw last year as far as them, and again, over at Williams Stadium. They took it into overtime, and the Eagles lost that game. I thought it was the best game of the season, and Bill, I want to go back to it as well. I think as far as this game was concerned, this was the best game of the year as well. A takeaway from the victories that they've had all year long, I think, take away from the Keller game, the one that they lost, this was yet probably the second best team that the Rowlett Eagles had faced so far this season.
Oh, absolutely. I think Garland's one of the better teams in our district. And then, you know, at the Sachs, he already had an opportunity to fill that. And, you know, it's going to be a great game when they play a Rockwall. I think we talked about it. I think there's really four standout teams in this district. And Garland's one of them, and Rowlett being the other. So, you know what? It was a very, very convincing game. I think they let them into too much. So hopefully they'll take what they did wrong there towards the end of the game and let that team back into the game and, utilize that when they get to another tough game. And if they can get a lead like that, they'll be able to control it.
Yeah, I think that's another thing, being able to control the ball and doing what they want to do with the ball. And I think we saw that maybe they weren't necessarily doing what they wanted to do with the ball. I think when we were up there, we were calling the game, we were noticing that they were just getting to the line, and I think we wanted to see more clock being taken off. But it turned out that it still ended up being the right thing. Now, you talked about the standing. Your Rowlett Eagles right now, they are number one in their standings. They're 5-1 on the season, but obviously they start off with the district numbers, and their Rowlett Eagles are 3-0 in the district as well. Rockwall, they are 3-0 in the district. They have actually jumped above Sachse as far as the records are concerned, and they jumped above Garland. They're 3-3 on the season, but the 3-0 in the district is the huge thing for Rockwall that's going to quite possibly slide them in as far as that's concerned. Then Sachse, 2-1 in the district. They're 5-1 overall. Garland, 4-2 overall. They're 2-1 in the district. Then you get North Garland. North Garland, 1-2 on the season. They're 3-3 on the season as a whole. But they're on the outside looking in with the rest of them. But that having been said, this is the game for them. Their season is really on the line if they really want to try to, you know, hang with the top four teams in this district.
Yeah, and then you're talking about the standings, and like I mentioned, you have the four on top, four on bottom, and it's like there's two different classes in this district,
right.
and if somebody wants to break through onto that upper class, they definitely got to win the big ball games. They definitely got to win the ball games that they're not expected to win, to be a bit of a spoiler. But you're absolutely right. If North Garland doesn't come up with that win tonight, they're going to go down to 1-3 in the district and definitely put themselves behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and that's tough because there's another team that did that. They're 3-3 on the season, but they're 0-3 in district play. That'd be Lakeview Centennial. They started off really hot on the outside of our own district, which kind of maybe gives you an idea of their out-of-district play, teams they played as far as quality are concerned. But yet they go in week one in the district, and then they start losing. It started with the Rowlett Eagles. They are now 0-3 on the district. And this, as far as Lakeview, they might be out of it as well. So there's some interesting games going on this week as far as any of the teams. They're hitting the field, but the Rowlett Eagles taking on North Garland. So I want to stick with their numbers because when you look at this football team as a whole, I don't necessarily know if you're too worried about it, but they have potential. And I think if the Rowlett Eagles, I think this is a test, not more so for the kids. I think this is a test for the coaching staff, keeping their kids interested and making sure that they go into this game ready to play and not have that letdown game that they're quite possibly could end up doing, because they've already played Tyler Lee. They've already played Lakeview Centennial. The only other team they haven't played that's below North Garland is the Neyman Forest Ranger. They're winless out on the season. I think as a coach, this might be a bigger week for the coaches to make sure that the kids remember what they're doing and how they're doing it and what they have to do to succeed. Because I hate to say it because it sounds really horrible when we're talking about high school football. I think the Rowlett Eagles need to use this as a warm-up game because next week it's all about Rockwall and they get the opportunity to maybe work on some things that maybe they haven't seen at a different speed with a different football team.
Yeah, and going back to North Garland and their schedule, you know, with the non-conference, for any team, it's either going to help you or it's going to hinder you. And sometimes when you play teams that just really aren't to your caliber, it doesn't really help you going into a strong district like we have.
Right.
We had a pretty good non-conference. You know, Louisville right now is on the borderline of being a playoff team in a District 8 with teams in that district like Flower Mound Marcus and Allen. So the non-conference can definitely hinder you or can help you. And if you play that strong, a perfect example is Rockwall. You know what? They were 0-3 in district, but they played some mighty tough teams. And now all of a sudden they're coming to district play, and they've been really taking control of the district. So when it comes to non-conference, it really depends on how it can work with you. And you had mentioned North Garland's schedule for the remainder of the year. Absolutely. You know, obviously they play tonight. They play with Rowlett. But they've got games against Tyre Lee, yeah. Garland, and Lakeview Centennial. There's no easy ones on there.
Exactly.
So, but with us, you know, we don't want to look forward to next week when we play Rockwall. We want to make sure to take care of business tonight, work our fundamentals. Some of the kids that might not get as much playing time might see a little bit more. You know, we want to come out of this game healthy and ready to go for next week against the Yellow Jackets.
I think that's huge too, and I was going to ask you that. If the Garland, or if the Rowlett Eagles get up in this game by halftime, like I kind of predict, I think I would love to see Garrett Hermes in there, get some time where he can start. We have not seen Garrett Hermes throw the football. I would love to see this young kid get in there and get the opportunity to throw the football. That might be wishful thinking, but this might be the game where we can get that and might be able to get, and see him in the second half. Because if they go in at halftime with a big lead, I expect Hermes to be out there as the starting quarterback in the second half.
Well, you know what? I guess you really got to see how it plays out. I mean, North Garland, 2 weeks ago over at Sachse, they were down 41-0 after the first quarter.
Right.
You know, when you see things like that, then that's when you can really get that idea of doing something like that. But, you know, but with that being said, you know, they went to Rockwall you know, they were down 47-7 by halftime. So it really depends how it works. And I'm thinking, you know, seeing some of the stats from those two games, it looks like both Rockwall and Sachse did exactly what you're talking about by halftime. They let off the gas. They probably let players that normally don't play get in there. So if they can do that, avoid any major injuries, and really you know, work on the fundamentals for next week, they can definitely be that'd be definitely a great game plan for tonight.
Let's take a look at the team itself, the actual guys that we're going to see. On the offensive side of the ball, Zach Duffy, he's the quarterback of this football team. As far as he's concerned, he's at 53% passing, only, and I hate to say it, but only 684 yards passing, 8 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. So the interceptions halving up the touchdown passes. But really, there's more. I'm sure you're looking at the stats as we're talking about them. I think where you're going to look as far as this team, where the strength is, you know, I honestly believe it's right there in their rushing game, because you've got Dominic Pierce, who has rushed the ball for 77 times for 485, and then Duffy is the two-headed monster, because he has just one less rush than Dominic Pierce does, well, only 349 yards, but yet he's got 5 touchdowns out on the season. So obviously we're going to get a two-headed monster as far as what we're going to see here tonight out on the football field.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at the players and the stats from North Garland, they don't have anybody that stands out. I mean, compared to the Eagles, that, you know, have the top rated quarterback, the fourth rated running back, the top rated receiver, you know, and with outstanding and astonishing numbers, North Garland doesn't have that. You don't, you know, you have, like you mentioned, Duffy that has 8 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, and you get somebody like the Logan Bonner has 17 and only one interception. So they don't have a standout player that really makes a difference. But when you have your leading running back and your quarterback with have equal amount of touches on the running game,
yes,
there's not a lot to to really focus on. There's not a certain person to focus on. You have two that you have to focus on. So it's going to be a little test for the Rowlett defense to really contain those two, because I think once you contain those two, there's not really one that sticks out after it. You have LaDarian Rose as their receiver. He's really the only receiver that has made a bunch of noise, but even then, he's only averaging 13 yards a catch, so he's not averaging a huge amount of yards per catch.
Yeah, he's not burning it up. And then Jamar Brazil, he's 11 catches, 246 yards. He's averaging 22 yards a catch, but five touchdowns. So it's just really interesting when you look at this football team. And plus, we don't get to see this team week in, week out. We don't know the health of these guys. I mean, really, that's another thing. So with us watching the numbers, we're kind of stuck with numbers and what we see as far as numbers are concerned. Because when you look at the guys that have come in at quarterback position, by the way, just to let you know, they've had a couple of, it looks like Connor Deegan, eight passes, 10 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Looks like maybe Zach Duffy could have been down for a game as well. So we don't know exactly what we're going to get, because the numbers are kind of skewed everywhere, but we do see the numbers not really, you know, rising to what we're seeing for Rowlett. So I think it's key for this football team is to not get ahead of themselves, and before you know it, you know, maybe at halftime they're not, you know, winning by that big number, and then maybe they're in a dogfight. So that's one of the things I think they got to look out in this football game.
Yeah, and you know, we don't get to see film on these guys, like you're saying. You know, we know based on what we see on paper and see the numbers, and sometimes they astonish us, and sometimes they just don't wow us. Sometimes that is really tough to be able to call on. That's really tough to make a determination on. Where, you know, at the Rowlett, they're watching all the field. They can see everything from these guys and what to expect and where they're successful and where they're not. So, you know, we see our guys every week. We know what to expect of them. We know, you know, the numbers that they're getting are from their performance.
Right.
Somebody like this, you mentioned a Connor Deegan. You know, you're right. He's 8 for 10. He could have been in a cleanup role.
That's,
you know, if they could have sat Duffy.
Mm-hmm.
They could have sat Duffy if it was a game that was out of reach, and, you know, to avoid him being injured. There's many reasons we just don't know, because we're not on NFL Fox.
I look at this division, the 6A, and I was looking over the stats, and of course, you know, the guy that knows the stats, he looks at the stats, that'd be Bill Cerna. I will tell you that I find some interesting things, and I wanted to jump to those stats really quick, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to get there, but when you get to those stats in 6A, there's some interesting names that are right there. Of course, Tyler Tutt doing what he did with Keller. Now, remember, our first game, we're going to get one of these teams that are going to be headed our way. We're going to hit that neutral field, wherever that may be, if it's down in Baylor, whether it's the Cotton Bowl, wherever. We're going to get one of these teams in 6A outside our district. Now, we can always talk about Allen and what they've done. I don't know how it works out, and I don't know if you necessarily know how it really works out and who's going to end up there, but there's some interesting names on here, the regular names, Southlake Carroll. If you keep track of high school football, you know who they are. You know, obviously, who Allen is within the district and what they've been doing as far as that. So some names, North Mesquite and also South Mesquite, but we know a little bit more about the Rams more so than South. So there's some interesting teams in this division. The Plano is up there as well. So looking at these, you know, how do you think that our Rowlett Eagles, you know, really kind of, you know, fit against these other teams that are within our district?
Well, within our district, I think we're one of the least.
All right, and I'm sorry, within 6A, not on our
within
district.
Within 6A.
I think
okay.
Within 6A.
Well, I think, you know, I think we can be very competitive. I think our biggest question mark will be that defense. You know, we're going to let offense, you know, we're on top of every category that there is. So I think offensive-wise, I don't think there's a defense that can really hold us. Now, there's some good defenses out there that are really shutting teams down. You know, you got a Skyline, a North Mesquite that's really shutting things down.
Right.
But until I can see a defense that can hold our offense, that's going to be a different story. But I think the biggest challenge is going to be that defense. How can the defense – and, you know, we played a high-caliber Keller team that just ran on us. And, you know, they didn't control us, but they made the big plays. And that was the biggest challenge that we had in that team. We take away even half of those big plays, we walk away with a win on in that game.
I think you're right, and I think that the key to this team is not giving, obviously, up that big play. And I look at the scoring defenses as far as this division. Names Denton Ryan. Like I said, if you keep track of high school football, you've heard of these teams. Denton Ryan's up there. North Mesquite's there. Allen's there. Cedar there. Skyline is up there. And some of these names, before we even get into anybody in our district, Garland is actually right there after the six games. Also, remember, some of these teams have had played seven games compared to our six up on it. But, you know, it's just these names that Mesquite Horn is one of those, you know, teams. Obviously, we've seen the Mesquite Horns over at the Cotton Bowl last year in the second round of the playoffs. And these are teams that are giving up, you know, a lot of less points. An example, Mesquite Horn giving up 26 points a game. If you go up to South Lake Carroll, they're giving up 23 points a game. Cedar Hill only giving up 14 points a game. Allen, same thing, 14-point. North Mesquite, 13. And Denton Ryan, a crazy 12.7, only giving up. And then when you slide down the list a little bit, you get to Rowlett, you see they're giving up 30 points a game. It's obvious when you look at the numbers where they're going to have to maybe step it up once they make their way to the playoffs. And that's going to be the important thing, is to get everybody on the same page when it comes time defensively when they hit the playoffs.
You're absolutely right. And I think with experience that we'll get with this defensive team as the season goes along, hopefully they'll be a lot more prepared when they get into the playoffs.
Saxey and Rowlett, those are going to be the games where, those are obviously the top four of the team. We're going to get a good idea of what we can expect from the Rowlett Eagles in those two football games as well.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, with Saxey and Rockwall, it's definitely, we're going to be able to see where we rate. You know, that, like I said, that Rockwall team played some tough competition.
Yes, they have.
On non-conference. They played Trinity, and they also played, if I'm not mistaken, Denton Ryan.
Yeah.
That's two huge teams coming non-conference. So we're going to be able to see how well we're prepared. You know, Keller was early in the season, a lot of new players, third game.
Right.
Once we get to Rockwall and we get to Saxey, they're going to have a full season under their belt, and we're going to be able to see if they're going to be ready for the playoffs and see these different teams.
That Rockwall game at home at HBJ Stadium next week, it's going to be a rocking in there, because you want to talk about a team that travels well. I mean, literally 10 minutes away from Rockwall, it's just right down the 30. It's going to be rocking at HBJ Stadium. But just to let you know, we're going to be in the main press box, just so that you know. I was going to call and let you know. We're going to be in the main press box, so we're not going to be in the other side unless another radio station shows up. In my understanding, they're going to be over at HBJ Stadium. So we're going to be over there in the main press box, a different view from this football team. That's going to be interesting. We're going to be on the third floor, so we'll get to see the Williams Stadium from the other side, because we sat last year in the coaches behind the Rowlett Eagles, you know, fans. So it'll be interesting to get a different view from this football team on the other side over at Williams.
Well, and don't get me wrong, that's great to have, but I really like that other side.
I do too.
Because it was very energetic with the fans right there, but, sometimes you and I just need to be pampered a little bit too.
Yeah. And if for some reason we get bumped, we're going to have the extra microphone. Normally we plug in the wall, but if we get shot over to the coach's side, that's going to be a challenge for us, because we will be wireless then. So we've been hardwired ever since week number two. So we're going to might have some things. We're going to have our backup plans in place just in case as well, because if we don't sound good, we just want to at least be able to bring you sound. So we'll at least try to get that part done for everybody. But over, if we are over on the other side, we should have no problem. But it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. We're set. We're going to be bringing in the last part of this season as we move into, and then, you know, before we know it, we'll be out there quite possibly getting ready for indoor football, and starting right after, you know, right in the midst of basketball season too. So as soon as we're done with football, you're going to get a break for about a month and a half. I'm going to go into basketball, and of course, unless you make your way out for a basketball game. But it's been a great season, and I'm looking forward to the ride. And I'm looking forward to seeing, and I want to see if your Rowlett Eagles can actually make it past the second round into the third round and even further. That's going to be the big one.
Well, with this team, I think our opportunities are unlimited. I think as long as they stay focused, healthy, and they get great production out of their defense, they have a lot of opportunities to go a long way.
Healthy is important because Logan Bonner will be in the lineup. That's all I've been hearing. So Logan Bonner is all set and ready to go after the last time they were out on the football field. So my understanding is no problems whatsoever. So we'll see 100% Logan Bonner. That's going to be huge. And we're healthy at the wide receiver position as well. And so it's going to be, I think you're right, it's going to be key for the rest of the season to remain healthy. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show brought to you by Veronica Warwick of Warwick Realty. Make sure you check her out. We thank her for her sponsorship here on the pregame show with me, Sonny Clark, along with the Eagle Eye. And it's going to be time for kickoff here on the other side. Hey, this one, you know, it may not be as good as we want it to be, but it's football, right, Bill?
Absolutely. And here's the deal. If we get to halftime and we feel pretty comfortable, I'll take that run over to Paolo's and get us some pizza.
There you go. Patio's Pizza, you got it. That's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Everybody enjoy the game. We'll see you over there for the play-by-play. Check us out over at www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/Rowlett Eagle Sports. Check us out over there. We're out of here, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye. And we're done. All right. And I had to finish that as we... I actually got to take my son and daughter to tutoring, so we did perfect on the timing. So there you go.
Hey, will you get politically right and call her?
Yes,
I'm
in the process.
Okay, you're working on it.
Yeah,
all right, dude.
All right.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I take my regular credentials, right?
Yeah, take your regular credentials, and you're going to be on the other, you know, where you parked when we went to Williams, you're going on the other side, and you're on the third floor, and once you get off on the third floor, go to the left, and it's the smallest room on the left-hand side.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, catch you later.
I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.